We're joined by Meg McGurk. You just heard her a couple of minutes ago on the air talking about Pokemon Go. She joins us now from the Chapel Hill Downtown Partnership. And did you find any on your way into the building from the parking lot?
Well, yes.
Because I saw some people standing out there earlier today. So I know this is a location where you can find some.
You're called a Pokestop. WCHL is a Pokestop.
Oh, good Lord. Okay.
Thank you for that. So, yes.
And I really don't mean to, sound judgy, because it's really cool, actually.
It
gets people out. It gets people walking around. Yeah. Like, and so many people are out and about. And we're still to the point where this just came out less than a week ago.
Very new.
And people are still kind of walking around, kind of all squirrely and with the shifty eye, trying to make it look like they're not playing Pokemon Go when everyone in the world knows that they are. Just go ahead and do it. It's great.
Yeah.
Like, everyone is doing it, so there's no need to feel guilty about it. I am not playing it because my phone is crap, but other than that...
It is. It's fun. It's a cultural phenomenon that's happening right now that's kind of, you know, all generations kind of going out there and having a good time. I have been playing for the last couple of days, but also leveraging it as a promotional and marketing opportunity for downtown businesses, which it really is. And there are a few that are capitalizing on it very smartly. And so, like, Imbibe, if you show up and show your Pokemon app, they get half off of snow cones.
Nice.
Imbibe on Henderson Street. Carolina Ale House, come in and show a screenshot, and they'll give you a free dessert while you're there.
That's
and then,
awesome.
I know. And Four Corners also
doing... I need
to
upgrade my phone.
You might have to just print out a picture and tape it to the front of
your
smartphone.
Oh, there you go. Yeah, it's like flash it really quick and be like, yep, got it.
And Four Corners is also doing a discount for Pokemon trainers. So, and there are other businesses that have, you know, funny things on their sidewalk signs and are using it on social media. And I think that's great. And that's a great way to leverage it. And most of the Pokestops are public art and public institutions like churches and public buildings, and but they're all located in downtown Chapel Hill, 20 plus murals. You know, they're all on buildings, and businesses could really use that to their advantage.
Yeah, it's really cool. And you can go in a couple of different directions if you're a business. You can really embrace it and offer discounts. Come on in, sit down, enjoy playing, and like... participate in patronize our business
Absolutely.
As well at the same time. And then there are other businesses who just see the whole thing as a frustration or an annoyance, and they're posting signs like, bathrooms are not available if you're just a Pokemon Go player. Like, I can see where people may be coming from with that, but it's so much better to go the other way and just welcome
Embrace
people
Embrace it,
in.
That's
I think
right.
So, yeah.
Absolutely. And there are a lot of people downtown playing. Just like you say, they're acting squirrely, but you can tell. It's pretty obvious.
And then,
I, of course, have never been one to not talk to a stranger, and so I've been having a fantastic time when I've been
doubt.
Out. Just welcome.
Level
to 5
yellow team, according to...
I'm level 6
Are
now,
you level
Aaron,
6?
So,
oh,
since
all
we
right.
talked earlier today,
we
just
got the email
to know.
A little while ago, and it's already outdated.
Okay.
So yellow team isn't taking over very many gyms, though. It's
no,
blue versus red, and we need to get more more yellow team members
on
there.
You do know what's going on.
Oh, yeah.
That's right.
Yeah, my phone might be crap, but I keep apprised of the... of what the kids today are doing, as well as the adults and the young adults and everyone in between. Cool. So speaking with Meg McGurk, Chapel Hill Downtown Partnership, so other businesses that are doing cool stuff with
you? Those. And then there's also, you know, we've still got the free parking on Saturdays in July, the on-street meters, which is a great opportunity to come on downtown on Saturday if you're going to play Pokemon Go. Get your 2 hours free. Go and have lunch, walk around, get a cold drink or a coffee, and play, because there are a lot of, like, those Pokestops that we talked about downtown and on campus.
And you can walk up and down Franklin Street a few times in those 2 hours.
Could you ever?
Yeah.
Very, very quickly.
Absolutely.
Collect a lot of Pokeballs.
Yep.
And then this Thursday, going on downtown, we have another Movies Under the Stars.
Yes, Star Trek.
Star Trek. And it's, I'm not a Star Trek fan. Not that I'm purposely not. I just don't know a lot about it.
Right.
People feel free to correct me. The one we're showing is the first in the new three-part series. And the third one's coming out.
The third one's coming out this year, yeah.
Thank you. And
so
we actually have a marketing team from Paramount Pictures that are going to be on the Wallace Plaza this Thursday, giving out a lot of Star Trek swag to promote the new movie that's coming out.
Oh, that's great.
So come on down to the free Movies Under the Stars. You can get all sorts of Star Trek gifts and do activities for the new one that's coming out in a few weeks. And
that's
free
really
popcorn.
Cool.
So,
yeah,
you know,
free popcorn. What is it? 8:30 is when it starts.
Yeah, 8:30 when it gets dark enough.
Yeah,
Wallace Plaza. And just so you know, there are 5 pokey stops right there at the Wallace deck. So it's like, if you're playing, it's free movie, free popcorn.
How are there 5 pokey stops at 1 parking deck?
Because of all of the public art that is downtown, the murals.
Oh, gotcha. Okay.
And it's amazing. There's, you know, actually several right in that area. So,
all right.
You know, bringing it all back together, tying it all in.
Cool. Speaking with Chapel Hill Downtown Partnerships, Meg McGurk. And again, we got Movies Under the Stars coming up on Thursday. We've got the free parking ongoing on Saturdays all the way through the month of July. Mm-hmm. Other things going on. We've got the Downtown Farmers Market, the reborn pop-up farmers market from last year coming back in August.
That's right. It was a pop-up.
Excited about that. Yeah.
Absolutely. We're doing a longer run this time.
Yeah.
So it starts August 25th.
Downtown in their groceries until the Target shows up in a little while.
Oh, there you go. There you go. Official Target. Yep. That's right.
Yeah.
So the farmers market is August 25th to October 27th on Thursdays from 3:30 to 5:30 in the afternoon. And it is on the 140 West Plaza. Mm-hmm. And this is the Chapel Hill Farmers Market that's also has their twice a week market down at University Place.
Mm-hmm.
And these are the folks that are doing the pop-up farmers market. So we're very excited.
They have
more vendors coming to this one than we had last year. So the interest is there. So we're really excited.
Very nice. How busy was it last year? It's always the middle of the day on Thursday. I'm here on the air.
Yeah.
So it's like, I can't. But
right.
How busy was it?
It was good. We tried a lunchtime market back in this last summer when we did the pop-up. And this one, you see, we're moving to the afternoon, so 3:30 to 5:30. So we're going to give that a try and see how that goes.
Okay.
Because afternoon markets tend to be pretty popular with folks as they're getting off work.
Definitely.
And towards the end of the day. So we're going to try that. And we have that ability and that wonderful partnership with the town and the farmers market to try it, you know, until we get it right. So.
Awesome. And then, obviously, the big news is Target Express coming to University Square, which we... Where? Carolina Square.
Carolina Square
was University Square. Now it's Carolina
That's
Square.
Right.
I have to keep that straight. But how long have we actually known this? I know it was sort of the unconfirmed rumors for the all but confirmed unconfirmed rumors for a long time, where like town officials were coming out with maps with like little bullseyes all over everything. It's like, I don't know what that's doing there, but
we can
confirm it now.
You can,
yes.
Because Northwood Raven Cousins Properties have announced officially the three tenants that are signed on, retail tenants that are signed on, and one of course being Target. And they're going to have a 21,000 square foot, kind of what their metro, kind of urban Target looks like.
Mm-hmm.
And then Pieology, which is a made-to-order pizza restaurant, and Be Good, which is a farm-to-table fast food chain.
Yeah.
And
I'm actually really looking forward to that, to see what, like, healthy fast food is. Like, healthy local fast food. I'm looking forward to that.
I'm very curious. We'll see. That's great. And we're talking about these three locations are all scheduled to open a year from now. So summer 2017.
Nice.
So that is really fantastic. There's a lot. I tweeted earlier about a demo of a house on West Rosemary Street where the AC Marriott is coming. In fact, if you go down there right now, you can watch it happen. But there's a tremendous amount of earth moving downtown.
Yeah.
We have a lot of construction. We have a lot of infrastructure work. Rosemary Street. Google Fiber that's coming, the new lighting. There's just a lot that's happening with all of that, which is, you know, great for downtown. There's a lot of economic activity.
How's Rosemary Street coming?
It's going really well. This is the Rosemary Street Improvement Project. The town has committed bond improvement funds to fix the sidewalks, fix the road, put in lighting, fix the curbs. So the section from Columbia to Church is completed.
Nice.
It is, and it is a world
that's
of difference
awesome.
In
yeah,
some sections.
Yeah.
And now they are focused on the section from on the other side from Columbia down to Henderson, which is probably the most egregious section that we had that was completely unsafe and inaccessible. So they're on one side right now on the north side. If you go down, you'll see right now they're laying the brickwork, and then they'll switch to the other side. They have to move some walls on the other side.
Okay.
There's some retaining walls, so that's going to be a little more of a structural activity for them. But it's really fantastic.
That's really cool.
Yeah.
So... When's it going to be done? I got 3.5 more hours on the air. I can't
speak
today. Good luck
to you,
Aaron. This is a problem. Yeah.
They are working very fast. They want to get that section done before students come back, or close to, by students, I mean UNC students.
Mm-hmm.
It has a very heavy trafficked by pedestrian area. But I think it'll probably go into September.
Okay.
And then they can move down to West Rosemary and do some more work down there
very
after
cool.
September. So,
all right.
Yeah.
Speaking again with Meg McGurk, Downtown Partnership. Chapel Hill downtown. A lot going on, obviously, and a lot coming. 21,000 square feet for Target. Give people a sense of how big that is. Does that compare to anything in particular?
That is a fantastic...
I know that was sort of an out-of-the-blue question, but like how, like, what does that compare to in terms of...
I am at a loss right now to be able to put that in terms of what it compares to...
you don't just have these square footage figures for every single building downtown?
I should. Well, next time I come in, I will. I'm going to post it on Twitter after we're done.
But what's it going to mean for downtown business? I know there's a couple, like, it's you've got the CVS and the Walgreens that's already there. Mm-hmm. You got the student stores, which, you know, people from campus are going to be coming to this. Yeah. So how is this going to affect downtown?
Well,
like,
I think...
Really just in a general sense.
Yeah, I think it's going to be have a positive economic impact on downtown. Target is well-loved by many in the community and the world. And so far, we've heard a very positive response from the community about having the urban Target downtown. The residents are very excited. And other businesses, there's some mixed feelings. There's definitely some excitement. They're Target shoppers. They want that.
Right.
There are some that know that Target alone as an anchor for an entire downtown will draw people who have been driving to Durham for years. They will come downtown and shop, and that will spill over into them. And there are others that see it as a trend of a larger corporation that's coming to downtown.
Right, right.
We of course already have those, but they feel like this might be
this
more
of a
trend.
This is a big one, yeah.
It is a big one, yeah. And so, like I said, but overall, very positive feedback that we've heard so far.
Awesome. Again, Meg McGurk, Chapel Hill Downtown Partnership, level 6 yellow team. So if you're out there and you're getting into Pokemon Go and you don't know which team to join, yellow team is the one to join, right?
That is correct.
We need more.
Thank you.
You need to get more members on the yellow team and like make it a three-way race, because right now it's one and two, and then like you've got the Green Party sort of trailing behind, but we need to get them up to major party level.
That's
so
right, yeah.
All right. So where can people find out more about downtown?
Downtownchapelhill.com. That's our website for all things downtown: shopping, dining, events, cultural arts, as well as information for businesses and the news of downtown.
What is the farthest that you've traveled for a Pokemon?
I have not gone anywhere between my house in Chapel Hill and downtown. I've only been playing for a few days, but I'll be heading to the beach next week, so we'll see what happens there.
All right.
Yeah.
All new different ones, right?
That's right, yes. All right.
Sounds good. Meg McGurk, thank you so much.
Thank you.